Education Ministry to launch scholarship program for math and science teachers. Speaker bids farewell to the House of Representatives. And Resident Magistrates Amendment Act 2015 passed in the lower house. This is House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. The Ministry of Education is to introduce a $700 million pre-service scholarship program for student teachers to attain first degrees in mathematics or the sciences. This was disclosed by Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites in a statement to Parliament on Tuesday, February 2.
Starting this month, the Ministry of Education, in collaboration with the teacher training institutions and the secondary schools, will embark on a vigorous recruitment drive to identify potential candidates for the scholarship programs.
The scholarship aims to increase the number of fully qualified teachers of mathematics and the sciences in the public education system by 400 in the first year of the program. It will provide full tuition except for miscellaneous costs, support for boarding where needed, and a stipend to help cover the cost of books and other supplies.
Successful candidates will be bonded for a period of not less than 5 years and will be required to sign a contract stipulating that they may be deployed by the Ministry of Education upon completion of the course of study.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. Two pieces of legislation critical to the justice reform program were passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. These are the Judicature Resident Magistrates Amendment Act 2015 and the Judicature Supreme Court Amendment Act 2015.
These bills are part of the overall program of the Ministry of Justice to restructure and reform our justice system, and hopefully will involve measures that will assist in the reduction of the backlog of cases and particularly the inefficiencies which plague the criminal justice system.
The Resident Magistrates Amendment Act, already passed in the Senate, provides for, among other things, persons who preside in the Resident Magistrates Courts to be referred to as parish judges. The courts are to be renamed parish courts.
The number of years of qualification as attorneys qualify someone to become a judge in the parish court has been increased by the legislation. And importantly, Mr. Speaker, it brings the judges of the parish court under the Judiciary Act. So rather than treating them as civil servants, their salaries and benefits will be reviewed periodically by the Independent Commission of the judiciary.
In the meantime, the Supreme Court Amendment Act will allow for, among other things, the establishment of a court administration division, which will replace the court management services. And the House of Representatives had its final sitting on Tuesday, February 2, ahead of Friday's dissolution of Parliament, in preparation for general elections on February 25. It was also the last sitting for Speaker of the House Michael Peart, who has retired from representational politics after 22 years. Mr. Peart, who first became Speaker of the House in 2002, has been Member of Parliament for South Manchester since 1993. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says Mr. Peart has given outstanding service to his people and country. Dr. Phillips adds that the Parliament, which was convened when the new administration took office in 2012, has performed commendably under Mr. Peart's watch.
All good things must come to an end, and this Parliament has performed creditably, not least because of your guidance. It has been an active Parliament. Much legislation has been passed, much valuable legislation to the service of the people of Jamaica. Questions have been answered. It has been good to be in this Parliament.
Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.